This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar's top diplomat said Thursday that experts are racing to reopen Kabul's airport in Afghanistan, but warned it's not clear when flights will resume, with many still desperate to flee the country's new Taliban leaders amid concerns over what the rule will hold. Officials with the Islamist militia group claim they are in the process of building a government with a ceremony soon planned at Kabul's presidential palace. In the wake of their rapid takeover, the Taliban have sought to calm fears, including pledging to let women and girls attend school and allow people to travel freely. But many are skeptical, and Britain's foreign minister stressed on Thursday the importance of engaging with the new rulers to test their promises. Amid uncertainty about Afghanistan's future, tens of thousands raced to flee the country in a frantic U.S.-run airlift that ended ahead of the final American withdrawal earlier this week. A suicide bomber targeted the evacuation efforts at one point, killing 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. American and other coalition forces are now gone, and Kabul's airport, a major way out of the country, is now in Taliban hands but is closed. Qatar's foreign minister warned Thursday that there's still, quote, no clear indication of when it will reopen. A team of technicians from Qatar and Turkey flew to Kabul on Wednesday to help restart operations at the facility, the first aircraft to land in Afghanistan's capital since the last American plane flew out on Monday. The UN says the airport is crucial to providing the country with humanitarian assistance at a time when it warns hundreds of thousands of Afghans are in need. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Yemeni military official said Thursday 65 combatants have been killed in fighting after Yemen's Houthi rebels renewed an offensive on the last government stronghold in the country's oil-rich north. The Iran-backed rebels attacked pro-government positions south of the strategic city, making progress despite losing dozens of fighters in coalition airstrikes. It was the Houthis' first major offensive on the regional center since June, when 111 fighters on both sides died in 3 days of clashes. The resurgence in fighting comes after strikes on Yemen's largest airbase in the country's south killed at least 30 pro-government fighters Sunday, the deadliest incident since December. Yemen's internationally recognized government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition, and the Houthis have been locked in war since 2014 when the insurgents seized the capital, Sana'a. The United Nations warned Thursday the humanitarian situation in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray is set to, quote, worsen dramatically and to deadly effect, blaming a so-called aid blockade for the escalating crisis. The UN's acting humanitarian coordinator for Ethiopia said in a statement, quote, stocks of relief aid, cash, and fuel are running very low or are completely depleted. Food stocks already ran out on the 20th of August, adding no trucks had been able to enter Tigray since August 22nd. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November, when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray to topple the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the regional ruling party, saying the move came in response to attacks on army camps. Although the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner promised a swift victory, the war has dragged on for months, triggering a humanitarian crisis in Tigray that has left 400,000 people facing famine-like conditions, according to the United Nations. And an African Union envoy announced Thursday the suspension of the arrangement that had Johnson & Johnson shipping COVID-19 vaccine doses to Europe that had been packaged in South Africa. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said last month he was stunned by the arrangement, since Europe has very high vaccination rates, while many Africans had not been given at least one dose. At the time, the European Commission described it as a temporary agreement. The head of Africa's Union Disease Control Body also said Thursday the shots that were already sent to Europe would be returned. He says J&J had shipped less than 20 million doses to Europe, and was halting it partly due to interventions by South Africa's president and the European Commission president. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.